two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Winston Ossoff is constantly moving around the kitchen of his restaurant.
It's called Greek House, and we are located in 2654 West, 4700 South, Taylorsville, Utah.
He came to the U.S. in 2014 as a refugee from Pakistan. He thought his wife and son would be able to follow soon after.
He's about a year and a half when I left him, and he got tired talking to me over the Skype.
Years passed.
He said, you know, the one skill that I have, I cook good Greek food. And here it is, I start this restaurant.
He opened during the pandemic. Chamber West and the city of Taylorsville had a program to buy local. When Winston went over to City Hall, he met State Senator and Economic Development Director Wayne Harper.
And he looked at me and says, well, I have a wife and I have a son, but they've been back in Pakistan for years and we've not been able to get them here. So I called Senator Romney's office up, and then things started to move very quickly once we made a few phone calls and explained the situation.
This March, Winston got his family back.
Our prayer got answered, you know, and I'm thank you for all the people who helped me with this journey.
And he jumped up and ran over to me and he said, my wife! My son, they came yesterday. You must meet them.
They feel really blessed to be here.
Several people came in for lunch as we met in the restaurant.
The food that I made here, you're going to get the same food every time. That's the reason that I decided to go for Greek food, because I'm consistent on it. And here I am.
A lot of regulars, including Becky Gertler from Chamber West.
I did bring my son with me to the ribbon cutting because school was out that day, and he loves Greek food too.
You can see the new Taylorsville Temple being built from the window. Winston is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There aren't that many in Pakistan.
This is a land of opportunities. It's not something that you dream and not happen. You have to wake up and work for it.
I think what he said was key is making sure that you show up and get the work done, because that's when you see amazing things happen.
Trials makes you strong, and you know, trials bring you more blessing, and I think this is the time for me to get my blessings.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.